Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Be More podcast, where I inspire you to be more of every role within the Salesforce community. For today's session, we are talking Be More Developer Community. And when I was planning this session, I kind of had one person's name come to mind. So I'm joined today by Christy Bedora. So without further ado, Christy, can you introduce yourself for our audience, please?
Hello, Tom. Thank you so much for inviting me on. I am the Director for Global Developer and Trailblazer Engagement. And basically what that means at Salesforce is that I look after our global Salesforce developer community and try and bring them closer to our product managers and product teams. Developers really like to be with the people who are making the stuff that they work on and expand on every day. And I try and engage our developer community with information and content to help keep them updated and educated on things. Mostly, I'm trying to build that bridge between the developer community and Salesforce to empower both sides.
So I guess to connect the technical developers outside of Salesforce to, I guess, the more technical people within Salesforce. Is that a fair kind of summary?
Yes, it's really important that our developers out in the global community feel that they have a say. And that's true of all developers everywhere. But with a global, very passionate community like Salesforce is privileged to have, it's even more important, I feel, to ensure that we're building products and features and functions that our community are telling us that they need. We're actually building things to help them solve problems maybe that they don't yet have, but hopefully will not come across because we have been listening to where they're going. And also that we are empowering them because Salesforce is a mighty platform that has been around for a long time. And people learn how to overcome challenges. And then maybe 2 or 3 years down the line, that challenge no longer exists because we have eradicated it, we've eliminated it, we have overcome it. And so keeping everybody up to speed and up to date on all the new stuff or the advances of the platform is very important. And not just of the Salesforce platform, but for the purposes of this conversation, I'll just continue to say platform because we have many products, as you know.
Awesome. Yeah. So for the benefit of our audience, community is kind of an overarching term. There are lots of different tools and programs and things that you run to kind of engage with the developer community. Could you explain some of those?
Yes. So we are so lucky here at Salesforce that Erica Kuhl was really the first, kind of spearhead of creating programs for our thriving and growing passionate community, I think way back in sort of 2005, 2006. And if you haven't heard, there's a wonderful podcast that she has done where she talks about the creation of the Salesforce community and the Trailblazer community. And it's really exciting to listen to. But effectively, over the course of these years, what's happened is that programs have needed to be created in order to support the community as it has grown, not only in size and distribution, but also in advancement and maturity. So there is the blanket Trailblazer community, which every person who touches Salesforce in some way is welcome to be a part of that community and has the wherewithal to opt in to however much or however little they want to be. And we're quite lucky now that we have the Trailblazer Community digital platform where our people can go to a centralized location. They don't have to scatter themselves across multiple different social media channels. There's a one-stop shop for every Trailblazer to come and express their passion by either joining a specific interest group, like you could be aligned to a particular product like Marketing Cloud, or you could be aligned by geography, or you could just join and choose a topic that you are really interested in, like Apex. You could follow the Apex topic so that you could see people who are talking about that. So it brings everybody together. So that's not really a program. That's a platform, a place where people can gather and chat. There's, of course, the meetup groups. And that, I think, was the first, really big push to help kind of organize and support such a wide range of people all over the world. And that program is so hugely important to local people in local places, because it is local connections that makes people successful. So there's that program. There's also the MVP program, which is such an exciting program. Community members nominate other community members that they see going above and beyond. So not only are they experts maybe in their field, but they also are empowering other people. And I love that program. It's an amazing program.
Awesome. So it sounds like there's a lot there already for any aspiring developers or current developers to kind of check out and maybe dive into specific topics such as marketing cloud or commerce to kind of learn a little bit more. Is that fair to say?
It is. And that's the great thing, is that people all over the world have different levels of, you know, expertise, different levels of experience. And so you can come to a particular spot, whether that's an in-person meetup group or whether that's on the Trailblazer Community Digital Platform or whether it's on the Ohana Slack, which is owned and managed by the community, started by the amazing Megan Brodkey. So it's just it's a way for people to not only share what they've learned, but also to increase their own knowledge. And that's really the power of community.
If we were to embody this role as the developer community, how would you say it interacts with other roles?
Well, I think we kind of have to break it apart a little bit and talk about developers and their interactions with other roles that are in the Salesforce ecosystem. Mm. And I will say here as a proper disclaimer, I'm not a developer. I don't even play one on TV. So I'm only talking about the vast amount of years of experience that I have, where I've been embedded with developers for years and years. And I understand how they think, and they're my people, really. So I feel okay to sort of represent them. But any developer watching this, you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. The great thing about the Salesforce platform in all of its guises is that it is flexible. It is so flexible. It is so strong. It has a lot of stuff built into it that developers don't have to build from scratch, because who's got time for that? With such an extensive platform like the Salesforce platform, not only is it wide in its scope, but it's deep in its breadth. And that means that for you to want to change anything, if we didn't have such a powerful platform, you'd really have to go digging. You'd have to dig a long time to find the one thing that you need to change in order to make the platform scalable or more efficient or more flexible or more powerful. But we've built a lot of that in. We've built in security. We've built in, you know, credentials. We've built in the stuff you need to brush your teeth, right? It's stuff you have to use every day, but you don't have to go out and build your own toothbrush. And that's great, because it means you've got great teeth every day and you don't have to think about it. So working with another role is not only incredibly exciting, but it's very powerful for a developer. Salesforce developers, in my opinion, are really special people, because they have to look at the platform as a whole, understand that it has all of this toothbrushing stuff built into the bottom of it, and figure out what needs to be done in order to execute what it is that the customer needs. And many times, because the platform is so flexible and strong and effective and efficient, a lot of customers don't know what they actually need. They just know that they have a problem and they don't know how to solve it. I need to do X, but what does that look like internally? Mm-hmm. And because the platform has so much strength to it, there's a million different ways that you can implement the thing to fix that particular problem for a customer, which is why working with multiple different roles across the ecosystem is so empowering for a developer. Because just because you're told to build a rectangle in a wall, if you go out and build that rectangle and then they try to bring the table through it and it turns out it was a round table, where did that communication breakdown happen? Right? So it's really important that our developers are empowered, they understand what's possible, but they don't just write a blank check for that particular customer, that they work with the business analyst, for example, who really embeds with the customer to find out what the problem is, what the challenge is, what other exacerbating situations are in the mix, and then works with the developer to say, this is, I think, what we need to do, but actually, what does that mean for you? How would you build that? Yeah. And what does it look like? So I think it's a really powerful kind of thing for a developer to step out of the traditional I'm just going to sit in the basement and code all day into being a really valued business partner, not just from the BA side, but also from the architecture side, from the admin side, definitely, because as we all know, there's multiple different ways to do things in Salesforce, and it's choosing the right thing for the right customer that's at the right time. That's the important part.
In terms of people's participation in the developer community, how do you think people fit that in amongst their other commitments? Like somebody like you is probably assigned to this course for the majority of your working day, right? How do other people kind of fit in?
I am constantly amazed and impressed by how much people are willing to give. A prime example of that is if you just go and hang out in the Trailblazer community digital platform and you go visit the Salesforce developers featured group. People will post a problem. I have this particular problem. And several people instantly will weigh in and help if possible. Where do they find the time in their day to do that? I really couldn't tell you. I don't know. But the generosity of people wanting to share, wanting to educate, wanting to support and assist is mind-blowing. And that's not just true of developers. I've seen it across this community. People give up their Saturdays for Salesforce Saturday. I think a lot of it is that we are a very unique community and that we have so many different personae. You know, in a typical IT company, you would really maybe only have developers as a community basis. Here in Salesforce, we have admins, we have BAs, we have architects, we have developers, we have end users. So we have so many different disparate types of people coming together. And so we don't have one culture because of that. We have a hugely diverse culture of different types of people, different types of backgrounds, different types of experiences, and different types of generosity. But all in all, they really just like to help and support each other. So my favorite way to see it, to be honest, is in person. I love to go to our community events. I love to see, you know, the local developer group here in London, for example, which is my local group. You know, the education and the information that they share and the great networking that happens and comes out of those groups is fantastic. And community conferences just take it to the next level. But again, where do people get their time? I don't know. I'm really busy, so I know they are.
Yeah, no, totally get that. I think it's a good point to remind people of the featured group in the Trailblazer community, because I kind of sometimes piggyback off of the success of that group myself. Sometimes I'm answering a question and I'm like, okay, not quite sure. This has kind of gone over the line between architect and developer. I'll tag in that group and then somebody within that group will respond, and there'll be somebody out there that's had the same problem or a similar problem, right? And they're able to give their firsthand experience of, oh, actually, I put this in the code, or I did this.
And Tom, you know, you're a prime example. You should be answering that question because you're an answers leader on the community. And thank you so much for providing your insights and your background. And like you just said, you know, you know when you've reached the limit of your understanding and you can tag someone else in to help support you, which again just shows how powerful the nature of community is. And it is all about that support and empowering each other. And it's such a joy to see. Honestly, it is.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for that. So if there was somebody that was looking to start out becoming kind of more involved in the developer community, what tips or advice would you get them? Like, where's a good place for them to start, do you think?
There's so much. We are so flush with community at Salesforce, which is such a luxurious position to be in. But it can also be overwhelming, especially for a person, for example, who is just kind of deciding to become a developer. It can be a really difficult thing to understand, well, where do I need to focus? And if you go to the Salesforce Developers featured group in the Trailblazer community, you will see a lot of questions from people asking that very same question. And they send me messages in the platform as well. Where do I begin? And I'm like, well, it is really hard because the world is your oyster. But, you know, I think what's really nice is, I think it was a year and a half ago, we refreshed the careers page on the Trailblazer community. So if you go to careers under that menu option, you will go and see all, think there's 8 or 9 different types of careers. And so if you click on each type of career, it will tell you what types of skills you need. And it will take you straight to Trailhead and showing you kind of a path to follow for that particular role. So I think that's a really nice way. It's a gentle way, because you might think that you want to be a developer, but actually, are you really more naturally an architect? You know, so you just don't know what the opportunities are. So I think it's a good first place. It's a gentle introduction. If you are already an existing developer, then I say, come and join us, come and be a part of us, whether that's digitally, or virtually, or whether that's in person, because I do think it's all about that networking. You know, at some point in your career, you want to be the person that gets called for a job instead of having to apply for a job. And the way that that happens is by networking. You know, you want Todd Halfpenny to say, oh, you know, Tom Bassett knows how to do that really well, and I hear he's looking for a job, right? And that's how the power of networking really happens. So I'd say build your network. And if you can't come in person, it's totally fine. People have responsibilities. They have home lives. It's all good. We're all busy. But find the way to be involved in the community that's right for you. I talked about it earlier, and I'll just say it again. The Ohana Slack that Megan created, it has like 12,000 people in it. And those are global people, you know, they're from all over. And I think that's another way to really get involved. There's all kinds of channels there. So again, that could be kind of a softly approach before flinging yourself into full-on, you know, cheerleading at community conference events. Getting involved in the Salesforce events themselves. You know, we know how to have a good time. We know how to have a good party. But the education and the information that is shared at our global events is really important. That's where we make our big announcements. That's where we have our, you know, hands-on activations. You can come and talk to a product manager. You can do a mini hack. All of those kinds of things, which not only help your expertise and your understanding, but also you get in front of the people building the technology, which I think is a key factor for many developers. So we have Trailblazer DX in the spring of the year, always in San Francisco. And of course, there's Dreamforce. There are local events from our other offices all over the world. There's world tour events, there's essentials events, there's all different kinds of things. And there's plenty of stuff that happens virtually as well.
This is great to kind of embrace the spirit of learning as well. You kind of touched on Trailhead there and learning about new things at different events and maybe trying a mini hack at something like Dreamforce. But ultimately, we are always learning, right? And I can see that in your background. I mean, proud 4-star ranger.
I'm working on 5. I'm working on it.
I think
watch the space.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's just that attitude, right? Of just being like, okay, you can't possibly know everything. And I certainly saw a change. I went to Dreamforce this year and last year as well. And last year, the mini hacks were kind of focused on perhaps the more traditional Salesforce platform hacks. Whereas this year, it was like, okay, there was a couple of flow things there that I could do. And there were some Slack things that I could do as well. And there was somebody next to me that was doing a MuleSoft thing. And I think just kind of over that overarching umbrella of the word developer, like that word in Salesforce is, I guess, growing, expanding, changing, right? Do you think that's fair to say?
I think the nature of developers is changing across the industry of information technology. 25 years ago, developers just were in their box. They were handed a set of specs and they were told to code what they were told to code. And I think that it has become, hopefully, more of a consultative approach of a role, because it is expertise. I mean, that's why the B++ guys, you know, they made so much money. Remember the year 2000 switchover, right? They were charging a humongous fees. And it is because they had so much knowledge and nobody else had it. So I think we've moved away from that, because now it's all about sharing and it's about growing, because technology doesn't reside in a single basket anymore. There are integrations, APIs, open and flexible seem to be the way that things are going. Everybody wants data from X into system Y. That makes the world go round. And the only way you can really achieve that effectively is by having a consultative approach. And I love the fact that I see more developers having those bigger conversations to help structure the engineering work that they do.
I think it is about that collaborative approach and having those conversations. Sometimes those open debates of actually this solution is going to have this drawback these drawbacks, or it's maybe not going to be as optimal as this other solution. You know, that's kind of how you get to those really meaningful and helpful conversations, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody wants a system delivered that isn't usable or that frustrates the user, right? And it used to be a great divide where developers would be in their silo, they would build what they were told to build, and they'd release it. And then, you know, I would go to meetings where they'd say, well, I don't know why the customer's having a problem with this.
Right? Yeah.
Well, why don't you know why the customer's having a problem with it? Yeah. It's because you didn't sit with the customer to find out what they're trying to do. And that's not necessarily a developer's job in the old scheme of things, but it certainly can help you ensure that there's happiness all around. When you have a product launch, you want everybody to be happy. You want them to be excited.
If you were to start out in the developer community again, is there anything you would change or do differently?
I would love for people to have had a way to communicate before. Mm. It seems to me that people had to be in little pockets for a long time. That meant that really the entire run of your experience there is focused into that one space. I mean, the rise of social media has many benefits and drawbacks. We all know that. But one of the things that it has done is created and enabled connection. If there could have been a way earlier for people to connect to each other and get support from each other, that's really the only thing that I can think of, because I think all in all, the Trailblazer community team here at Salesforce does an incredible job of managing, organizing, and supporting our global developer and all Trailblazer community.
Totally. And I can certainly agree with that. Having worked together with quite a few people in that team myself, they're definitely passionate about helping others and spreading the word of Salesforce and connecting people together to kind of help more and more of what I'm seeing in the developer community. And I'm not sure if you've spotted this too as well, is people coming back and saying, okay, ChatGPT has said to do this, but it isn't working. I now don't know how to fix it, right?
Yeah. Or I've seen them say, I looked this up on ChatGPT. Mm. Does this look right before I implement? And I love that. I love that hesitation. You know, think it through before you try it out, right? Because again, that's utilizing all those parts of a developer's great brain, right? They're wonderful puzzle solvers. They are, you know, they can find the gap that nobody else can find. I have so much appreciation and love for what developers do. I probably would have become one myself if I didn't hate debugging so much. I love to see them having a little bit of hesitation. You know, it's sort of like you can get into a car and drive it, but have you had any driving lessons before? Yeah, you could probably wing it, maybe not cause an accident, but you might cause an accident as well, right? So think through, ask hard questions, trust the system that you are working with or dealing with or talking to or integrating with or, you know, whatever it might be, and make sure that you're doing the right thing for yourself so you don't get yourself into a debugging nightmare.
If there were like two or three top skills attributes you'd say it took to be part of the developer community, what would you suggest those skills or attributes are?
The skills and attributes that I think all Salesforce developers need, no matter what type of focus area you want to have, is I think you have to be a good question asker. Because no longer, I think, are we in that world where a project just gets dumped on your desk and somebody walks away and just expects you to deliver. At least I really hope so. Try and go to more meetings with maybe not the customer, but with representatives from the customer. Be curious. I think it's so easy to just do what people tell you, especially because if you love to code, you just want to get in and start manipulating and massaging that code and trying to build, you know, trying to make that code dance, right? That's what it is.
Yeah.
We're trying to make the code dance. And you can get into a real, you know, competitive nature with yourself. How good can I be here? But again, I think if it's not useful for the customer, then that's really the sticking point. And I would ask developers to think about being that curious person, not in a hesitating way, like, I don't want to do this project, but in a, what is the point of this project? Where are we going with it? What is it that people are really trying to achieve? Now, as far as actual skills. Again, I'm going to point people to that careers page. So I will defer to the expertise yeah. that we gathered from asking developers all over the world what kind of skills that they need. You don't have to be a people person. You don't have to be a community person. You don't have to go to corporate events or local meetup groups. You don't have to be anything, really. But if you want to grow in the Salesforce community with our tools, because we have three releases a year, that's a lot of information to keep up with for anybody. Oh my gosh, what a huge amount of new features and functions and technologies to keep up with. So stay curious, stay active with your mind to always be learning, always increasing your own expertise and your knowledge. And you can do that quite simply just by staying active with Trailhead. You know, we come out with, every time we have a release, we have release readiness. And yeah. that is a whole trail of modules. So curiosity and learning, I think, are the number one attributes that I would say anybody needs, much less the developer. Yeah. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, it certainly does. And I think that will help many people out there as well, looking to get into this kind of community, because they may already have some of those skills. Is there anything you'd like to change or make people more aware of about the developer community? Like, is there a myth or something that you wanted to bust?
I told you earlier that the Salesforce community is incredibly diverse. And because of that, we don't have a singular culture. We have a much bigger culture made up of lots of different personae, lots of different personalities, lots of different foibles and fears, you know, responsibilities and benefits and advantages and smartness. Yeah. And I think that because of this incredibly global, diverse mix of people that we have, it is simply about kind of stepping into that space. If you're comfortable doing that, it is such an exciting opportunity to hear how person A would solve something versus person B. Person C has never heard of this problem. Person D had that problem 4 years ago, right? So there's yeah. so many different opportunities for you to increase your own knowledge and your own expertise. And that is what makes us human beings, to educate ourselves, to continue learning, to continue growing as people. And I just think that is what I would like to see everybody in the community do, not just developers.
Well, thanks for your time today. And I think it's been great to kind of share some of your insights into how we can all be more developer community. Before we do go, are there any particular resources that you wanted to kind of highlight or mention again?
I think the two greatest resources for anyone being interested in being a developer, already are a developer, are to go and join the Salesforce Developers Featured Group on the Trailblazer Community digital platform. We'd love to see you there. Interact, share, or just lurk. That's fine too. we don't mind.
Yeah.
And you're welcome to join us. It is a warm, a safe, a welcoming space for everybody, no matter your expertise, your experience level, or you know, your distribution globally, no matter where you are, we would love to have you. Further, there's a really great resource that many people know of, but I am surprised sometimes when I say it that some people just don't, which is the developer newsletter. So you can go to developer.salesforce.com and I think click connect, and then you can see the newsletter from that particular menu option. It is such a great overview of everything that happens. It only comes out once a month, and it is a great wrap up because so much happens at Salesforce, you know, and it's very difficult for us to even keep up with it, much less for the community. So I really recommend that people check out the newsletter. If you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. It's a fantastic piece of content that will help you stay abreast of what's going on at Salesforce with development.
Yeah. And I really like that tip, considering I've not heard of it until just then. So I'm going
to find
out myself now. So thanks for that.
We'd love to have you.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks again for your time today. And hopefully we will help some people when this goes out, be more developer community. So thanks.
Wonderful. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks for tuning in to Be More with Tom Bassett. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave any feedback in the comments below.